All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, as nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in a shocking move earlier today, the New York Giants acquired defensive lineman Leonard Williams from their MetLife Stadium bunkmates in the New York Jets. Now, typically, we don't see the Jets and Giants making deals, but this is a new day in the new NFL. Now, Williams was a sixth overall pick of the 2015 NFL draft, and in four-plus seasons with Gangrene, he tallied 17 sacks. Now, Williams is primarily a run stuffer on the D-line, and he joins the Giants defense that is 30th in the NFL this year in yards allowed, while they are 24th versus the run. Now, for compensation for the Jets, the Giants are sending Gangrene a third-round pick in the 2020 NFL draft, along with a conditional pick, provided that Williams resigns with Big Blue in the offseason. Now, the Giants are hopeful that they now have their defensive line going forward with Williams, Dexter Lawrence, who's a first-round pick this year, and second-year player B.J. Hill. Now, the Giants still need to beef up their pass rush in the offseason, as they have 22 sacks through 8 games, but like I said, more than likely this will be addressed during the draft. Good news for the Giants and their fan base is that New York is expected to have more than $60 million in cap space heading into the offseason, and combined with the draft, the Giants should be able to upgrade their defense. I mean, you look at the likes that Eli Manning's contract is coming off the books, as is that of Odell Beckham's, so the Giants definitely have money to play with. And this past NFL draft, I said, was a make-or-break one for Giants general manager Dave Gettleman. And this situation right here with this offseason, this is going to be a make-or-break one, because he has the opportunity to really beef up the pass rush for this team in free agency as well as through the draft. For the Giants, more than likely, are going to have a top 10 pick again. I mean, they're 2-6 right now. So you get an opportunity to get yourself an edge rusher in free agency, and you get yourself another edge rusher in the draft. And the Giants could be closer than a lot of people definitely want to give them credit for. I like the Leonard Williams acquisition. He's not going to be a game changer, but he's going to be a solid player, which is what he has been throughout his entire NFL career. And he's going to plug up some holes on that front, as the Giants are playing that 34 defense, which, you know, really focuses on the D linemen plugging up the gaps and the linebackers making plays. Now it is time for the Giants to add to that set, as well as, beef up their secondary. But I think beefing up the linebacker position through the draft and free agency will definitely help the secondary going forward for the Giants, because, of course, if you're rushing the passer, quarterbacks are forced to make bad throws, and bad throws typically lead to interceptions. So this is a good move for the Giants, but they can't stop here, as they are trying to get things turned around and change the culture, and that is the next step for this team that we have seen struggle in recent years. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.